Talk Live, and you may take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line as we launch into this, the live Saturday edition of the program. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Create the content that you see there. Listeners, just like you, have submitted news stories or fun stuff, YouTube videos, whatever it is you find online and interesting or entertaining, outrageous, exciting, fun. You just put it up on our website, and our listeners, like you, will get to vote on what you like and what you don't. And then we can look at the options before the show, see if there's anything we want to discuss. Of course, the best way to get your thoughts and ideas on the air is to, well, dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. I want to welcome our brand-newest radio affiliate, KMYC, 1410 AM, Right Talk Radio in Yuba City, California. So welcome aboard. I'm actually pretty excited about that. That's where some of our that's where Benjamin Bartholomew lives, actually, who is one of our frequent callers, and he's a producer with Free Talk Live. He is the editor and the creator of our weekly digest, which I don't think we've mentioned this week, so now's as good a time as any. If you can't listen to all 7 nights of Free Talk Live, all 21 weekly broadcast hours, Benjamin Bartholomew has been putting together this weekly digest, which is about a 75-minute audio presentation that is essentially a highlight reel of an entire week's worth of Free Talk Live, as according to what Benjamin believed was the most interesting content.
And his opinion's as good as anybody else's. He's the one who takes the time to do it.
Yeah, exactly. So you can get the Weekly Digest by subscribing to our regular podcast, or there's one that's special just for the Weekly Digest. Just go to freetalklive.com. You look on the left-hand side under our podcast there, and you'll find it along with Mark's thing, the Edgington Post. That's got its own breakaway podcast as well. So all of that content, by the way, is free at freetalklive.com. Now, something that is not free is buying a woman's virginity. The news story is from HuffingtonPost.com. She's 27 years old. Her name, it's apparently a pseudonym, Elizabeth Rain. She's a medical school student, and she's auctioning off her virginity online.
She probably needs it to pay all those student loans.
She may very well. And I imagine $550,000 would come pretty close to that. I don't know what it costs to go through med school, but
that's what it's at right now as far as the bidding.
That's correct.
I don't think she knew what her virginity was going to bring. So, you know, I mean, when...
What was the last one? I don't remember. There was
Wasn't there some lady in the South America doing it?
Well, there was a story that we talked about a little while back.
It's
been a couple years where it was both a male and a female were having their virginity auctioned.
Gee, I wonder who did better.
The female, by far. I think the male only got like $2,000. The female, I don't remember what the female received, but there was some sort of fallout between the producer of the movie. There was like going to be a movie about these two virgins auctioning their virginity, and there was some sort of contractual dispute. I don't remember all the details, so I don't know if it ever panned out for that lady or whoever the winning bidder was in that case.
Indeed.
In this case, Elizabeth Rain appears to be kind of heading this up herself. She is...
Well, she's 27. It's not like she's some kid out of high school, can't handle this stuff on her own.
She's been running her online virginity auction since March 31st, and the bidding period ends on May 7th. Previously, Rain...
She's getting close.
She has, by the way, now decided to show her face 5 weeks after making her project public. Previously, she had hidden her face in photos and declined to answer questions that might reveal her true identity.
You know, I'm kind of curious about that. I mean, it would seem like the shape of your face would be really important to people as far as a virginity auction goes, right?
Well, maybe she's expecting that it'll bring in some extra bids.
I would think so.
On the website... let's see. Her website. This is
auctionyourvirginity.com.
Elizabeth. No, it's actually pretty hard to tell you what it is on the air because it's spelled funny. Elizabeth-Rain, R-A-I-N-E. So Elizabeth, standard spelling, hyphen Rain with an E at the end. .com. You go there and you can see she's got a gallery of photos. She kind of describes herself: 5'10", 130 pounds, measurements. She's blonde hair. And you can see her whole body in these photos, but she has a kind of a stripe across all of her faces in these pictures. And she's a you know, she's an attractive looking woman, at least from the body perspective, and not a bad looking woman as far as her face. She, I'm sure.
Right, I saw her face recently.
Yeah, she'll have no trouble, you know, getting more bids.
I'm stunned. Who's paying $500,000 to have sex with someone?
Yeah, I don't think
the old saying that there's no such thing as $1,000 hooker, only $1,000 John. I guess it's really true. Apparently, there's $500,000 John out there.
So, if you're obviously welcome to comment on this. Would you bid on a virginity auction, first of all, and if so, why? But if you're opposed to this, I would also like to know, you know, what does this upset you? Does this woman auctioning her virginity off to the highest bidder, is that upsetting to you? And if so, why? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
With that $500,000 or more, it's probably going to go much higher. And in all likelihood, the bidding is going to really heat up in the next couple of days.
Maybe.
You know, this $1 million bid for this woman's virginity, she can certainly hire some security, which would be my main concern.
That, you know, as far as like meeting a psychopath or something like that?
Something. I mean, you know, I don't have any idea.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's certainly possible that some psychos are going to have $500,000 to throw around. But I imagine that whoever this person is probably just some lonely rich guy.
But anyway. I guess I'm imagining a sheik, an oil sheik or something.
Previously, Rain had hidden her face in photos and has decided to reveal it in order to help attract bids from otherwise skeptical customers. She says
she's got $500,000. What she needed to attract bids for? She's never going to work again.
Let's see. When did she reveal herself? Yeah, it was actually only about 5 days ago when she revealed herself.
Apparently, ladies, all you have to do is retain your virginity until you're 27 years old and then auction it off online. Oh, you got to be attractive and 5'11".
It probably helps. She says, I actually didn't like the anonymity. People mistake it for shame, she told the Huffington Post. Plus, there's been some speculation that I'd be outed, and I wanted to do it on my own terms. The story is that she has at least a bid that's is guaranteed at $300,000. She says she's received bids near $550,000 that she's in the process of confirming. According to her website, that is the top bid at the moment. Rain may be showing her face, but she's still afraid of getting kicked out of the medical school that she attends if officials discover that she is the med school virgin. Lawyers have different opinions on whether I'd get kicked out, but one lawyer I trust believes it won't happen, she said, after providing the Huffington Post with passport photos, student ID, and other materials confirming her identity.
Well, I shouldn't see any reason why it should affect her schooling. I mean, I understand school is an unusual circumstance. College is an unusual circumstance. It's about the only place you can pay people to tell you what to do, that and dominatrix dens. I mean, I don't really understand the business model in the sense that, you know, every other place you pay and you tell them what to do, or they pay you and tell you what to do. That's there you pay and they tell you what to do.
She claims to have a bachelor's degree in both biology and engineering and is currently completing a combined MD/PhD program. She was born in the Southwest but spent much of her youth in Saudi Arabia, where her father was employed in the oil industry. She cites financial gain as the number one reason for selling her alleged purity, but adventure, eroticism, scandal, and the chance to challenge norms about virginity also play into her decision. She said, I've been planning this for a year, and I've had a personal transformation because of it. I'm more educated about prostitution, virginity, and slut-shaming. Rain said her mother died when she was 10. Still, as tragic as that was, she dismisses dime store psychologists who want to use that incident to explain why she's a virgin.
Well, yeah, I mean, if no matter what the incident was in her past, somebody would say that that was the reason that she's doing this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I suspect the fact is if people are honest, the vast majority of the listening audience out here would take some amount of money
for their virginity?
For sex. Well, they don't have their virginity. Most of the people I'm talking to are no longer virgins, and who cares? But, I mean, they can admit, honestly, that they were a sexual being when they were a virgin, and that they would take some money now for some kind of sex act. I don't know how much the money is. Some people, it's a lot, and it really depends on the sex act. But
most people have a price. I think you're right.
The vast majority of them out there, some people will claim otherwise. Perhaps that's true. Perhaps they're just fooling themselves. I don't know. If a suitcase full of cash was popped open in front of them, they might change their mind.
What are your thoughts on this lady selling her virginity to the top bidder? What if she were somebody that you knew? What if she were a family member, a sister, or, you know, somebody that you're related to closely? Would that change how you feel about this? 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have non-24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for non-24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for non-24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for non-24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237. 686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live and the live Saturday edition of the program. We're talking about a 27-year-old lady who is auctioning her virginity. She claims to still have it and says she will submit to some sort of medical examination or even a lie detector test in order to prove that she has it. Now, I wonder if she's going to be accepting Bitcoin for her bids here. She's up to $550,000 U.S. And maybe she should look into the blockchain app from blockchain.com to allow her to accept Bitcoin like a merchant would. If you're a merchant, for instance, and you've been looking to accept Bitcoin from your customers, blockchain.com now has a merchant app. If you've got an Android-based device, whether it's your smartphone or a tablet that you want to set up maybe at your point of sale, then blockchain has a solution for you. And it doesn't require terms of service. You just go and download the app and get started accepting Bitcoin for your business. At blockchain.com, there's no ID requirements either. Just go and grab it for free from the Google Play Store at blockchain.com, and there's zero fees to accept Bitcoin with the blockchain merchant app. That's blockchain.com. Your thoughts certainly welcome on this 27-year-old lady. She says she's not emotionally damaged, broken, or shut off as a result of her mother dying when she was 10 years old. She says to the contrary.
So what if she is?
She says, to the contrary, while it was truly devastating and the only difficult experience I've ever been through, my character and outlook on life are much better for it. I've become more compassionate, strong, motivated, and free in spirit. I've learned not
She's made it all the way through med school.
Yep. She's still in med school, but she's gotten a couple bachelors already.
Well, it's a lot more determination than the average person has.
For sure. She says, I've learned not to take life too seriously, but also not to take it for granted. In the past, Rain said sex and relationships took a backseat to school and her other interests. She says, I have a busy life. I'm picky, and guys were never a priority. I had other things going on. Rain can't help but attract skeptics, given the problems experienced by previous internet virgins like Natalie Dillon and Katerina Niglerini. Apparently, there's now a category of people like this, internet virgins. Now, remember Katerina? I did go ahead and dig a little bit on her. She was the 21-year-old at the time. This was a few years ago. 21-year-old, actually, it was only a couple years ago. A few years ago. Anyway, a 21-year-old, she actually went for $780,000.
Jeez.
She's saying she was tricked and exploited, which, of course, was the fallout that I mentioned earlier between her and the filmmaker,
right,
who was kind of helping her organize this. So, you know, hopefully things will go better for the, by the way, that Katerina is still a virgin, and she never... It never happened for her. Whatever the deal was, fell through. And there's another lady they were talking about here, Natalie Dillon. She was 22 years old, offered her virginity. The top bidder backed out, claiming his wife was upset. So I'm not sure if she ever ended up getting cashing in either.
These gals need there needs to be a site. Somebody needs to make internetvirgin.com and,
oh my God,
and auction this stuff off. I mean,
there could be some huge money in that.
Apparently. I mean, if you're taking a small percentage, it's making it easy. Apparently, these ladies have a lot of problem collecting.
I want to know how you feel about this lady auctioning her virginity off. Let's go to Barbara listening in Wisconsin. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can also Skype in at username lrn.fm on Skype. Hey, Barbara, you're on the air.
Hey. So that's a very interesting conundrum. Let's imagine that it was her father who was auctioning off her virginity. I think people would be scandalized.
I think they would, too.
Yeah, that would seem a little bit creepier, I think.
Than a little bit. That's slavery.
So yeah, there's some value to some woman's, you know, virginity, and people want to, you know, money from it. And she says, well, I own my virginity. Why don't I make some money from it?
Indeed.
And here's what I have to say. It's, you know, in a lot of the First Nation tribes before we wiped them out, we settlers.
I have not wiped anyone out. I would just like to point that out.
Mostly diseased.
I'm a peaceful individual, and I have not harmed another person. Go ahead.
That a man or a woman or a boy or a girl could choose an older person from the tribe to have sex with for the first time so that they learned about their body, they learned about how to gain pleasure, they learned about how to give pleasure so that they became a good sexual partner for someone. And it just seems odd to me that this woman would choose whoever had the most money rather than, if she's going to choose a sexual partner, why not choose somebody who's going to give her the most pleasure or who will teach her things?
Well, some work is displeasurable. I'm sure you do things in your life that's not particularly pleasurable, and some people do work for money, and she's probably thinking to herself, whatever sort of, you know, chore this might be, is worth the money.
So you're saying that she's decided to become a sex worker?
Yes. She clearly has decided to become a sex worker.
Well, on her blog, actually, she has, let me give you her blog site.
I don't need to say it. It seems obvious.
Her blog is musingsofavirginwhore.com. She talks about how since she's gotten into this whole auctioning her virginity thing, that she's really learned a lot about, you know, how sex workers are treated, and she wants to, she's looking at maybe rededicating her life to helping sex workers and, you know, helping protect their rights.
I think I stand within the cadre of women who think that sex should not be a commodity. It should be something that's enjoyable for both people.
So you feel, okay.
It should not change hands.
Okay, so just to clarify what you're saying, it's one thing if you believe that money, people should not sell sex, but do you believe that people should be put in a jail cell for selling sex?
No, I don't.
Okay, good. So then you would favor legalizing prostitution then?
Yeah, well, I think that you have the right to have sex with whomever you choose.
Okay.
And you know that there's a lot of difficulties attached to that. For instance, if you're married and have children, you can't just have sex with whoever you choose, or it makes your life into a mess.
Yeah, it's complicated then.
Right. So, but I really do think that the minute you put money into the mix, that you're making it 100 times worse.
Well, speaking as adults here, I mean, the fact is that there are negotiations that go on all the time around sex. My wife has told me on multiple occasions that she never finds me more sexy than when I'm doing the dishes, which is, you know, it's a little note. Hey, let's get some housework done here, pal. There's negotiations that go around sex in monogamous relationships and polygamous relationships and, serial monogamy relationships, all relationships. And so if those negotiations happen to include greenbacks, who am I to say?
Well, look at the movie in which whoever it was, Demi Moore, had sex for money. You know,
yes.
She was happily married. I mean, that pretty much spells out the fact that it's not just a simple transaction. There are emotional things attached to it.
That's socialization, yeah.
Emotional things and money things, and I say that it's better just to have sex with whoever you think is going to give you the most pleasure.
And well, I think that's generally a true statement. I mean, I think that, you know, sex is a fun thing and people should enjoy it and be safe at the same time. But on the other hand, I mean, first time sex is usually bad. I mean, it, especially first time as a virgin, you have no experience, and you don't know what you're doing. Why not get $500,000 for it? I mean, if you're going to have bad sex.
Chooses somebody who really knows how to do it, who can teach you how to have good sex, it would be really good the first time.
Would it be $500,000 good? That's what I want to know.
Maybe it would be really good, or maybe it'd be painful. I mean, you know, there could be blood. It could be painful the first time if her hymen's still there. Barbara, thanks for your call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I mean, if you're going to have bad sex, why not take $500,000 away from the experience?
I'm not advocating for this. I think that this is complicates one's life. But it's her business, not mine.
I think my life would be less complicated if I had $500,000. More coming up here. Free Talk Live.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial on in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. There's a medical student. She's 27 years old. She is auctioning her virginity. She says she's been planning this for a year and believes everything's in place. Wondering how you feel about it. You're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. You may also join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com.
You can go to proflowers.com because Mother's Day is coming up, and this is, you know, this is something you can't forget. The sooner you get this order in, the better deal you're going to get. That's how it goes with the shipping at proflowers.com. It all has to do with the proximity to Mother's Day as far as the delivery and the ordering. So go to proflowers.com and get this beautiful arrangement that we got here at the studio. It's a dozen rainbow roses, and you can get it for $20, $19.99. It's a wonderful arrangement. Get it delivered anywhere in the United States. And actually, you can upgrade for just $10 more. You can double the roses and get chocolates, plus a premium vase. So proflowers.com, go there, take a look. When you go to proflowers.com, there's a microphone. It's blue. It's up in the right-hand corner of the screen. Click on that and enter FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. Enter that, and you will be taken to our page, and you'll get to see the wonderful arrangements that I've been telling you about, these rainbow roses, and they are fabulous. But there's lots of other arrangements there to pick from, too. Get them so that, you don't even have to get them delivered on Mother's Day. You can get them delivered before or after. They'll certainly deliver right on Mother's Day. But deliver them to the office so Mom gets to, you know, have the attention of the folks at work, too. Proflowers.com, microphone in the upper right-hand corner, coupon code FTL.
All right, so we continue here, and the med student, 27-year-old med student who is auctioning her virginity, certainly not the first person to do so. In fact, there's kind of a category of people, internet virgins, as they're called. One lady earned up to, or she was supposed to earn $700,000-something, but the deal fell through. This lady believes she's got it all set. She's been planning it for a year. The story is over at HuffingtonPost.com. She says, I'm very cautious and detail-oriented. I have confidence that I can execute and control it. The winning bidder will have to provide Rain with proof that he has no sexually transmitted diseases and is willing to wear a condom. He also may not be under the influence of booze or drugs during the encounter, nor may he attempt anal sex or treat her violently. She said she's open to kissing the winning bidder and even holds out a small amount of hope that it might lead to something more. She says, I wouldn't rule out love, but it's very unlikely. And I would have to agree there.
Yeah.
So, this kind of brings up other issues just about people's obsession with virginity as well. I mean, like, you know, you're paying $500,000 here. One of the commenters on our Facebook page points out, you know, if you want to pay to have sex, pay a high-end prostitute who knows what she's doing.
Right.
I mean, it'll get a lot cheaper of a price than $500,000.
Right. Yeah, I mean, this is some kind of bragging rights, and disgusting bragging rights at that, in my opinion. I mean, that's what we want to brag about?
That presumes the man who's the winner will want to be identified. She does point out that she is going to protect the winner's, the winning bidder, unless he wants to reveal any information.
I can see no reason you would want to have sex with a virgin other than bragging rights, even if those bragging rights are to yourself.
Let's go to the phones here. We've got Dana in New Hampshire listening to WKVK. Hello, Dana.
Hey, how are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I can't imagine that anybody's foolish enough to pay $500,000 to do that.
You just don't believe it's happening?
Well, I think it might be happening, but I, you know, like you said about the previous person there, that the deal fell through. I just don't understand how, I can't imagine that there's somebody out there that is willing to pay $500,000 for sex. I mean, it's insanity. You know,
well, you know, imagine a lonely, wealthy man who is, you know, always been, I guess, in the business world his whole life, never successful with women. I mean, I could certainly see a desperate, lonely man doing something like that.
Well, I have nothing against doing that. The problem is, I mean, you know, you can certainly find escorts for $200-$300 or, you know, or $1,000. I mean, it's just, the price is just astronomical.
Yeah.
I have nothing against prostitution. I mean, my brother used to live in Las Vegas, and I've seen a lot of situations there and other places where, you know, these local governments, local police forces, they set up these elaborate stings, spend huge amounts of money trying to entrap people in these victimless crimes. I mean, it's insanity. You know, vice squads, and it should all be legal, all of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think what you're pointing out is accurate, Dana, is because these previous internet virgins, as they're being called now, many of these things have fallen apart. And I think what they really need is they need a website. They need an internet pimp to put it all together. And
in escrow.
Yeah, right. The money needs to go into escrow. Hey, shut up about your bid until I see that money in the bank account. You know, it needs to be held in the hands of a trusted third party.
Well, I don't know how they're getting around it legally either, though, because technically that's, you know, you're violating the law in this country, offering your body for sex.
Good question. Actually,
not in Las Vegas.
So it's been done differently, in different iterations here.
Okay.
So one of the ladies who ended up having the winning bidder back out before he showed up, she was going to do it at the Bunny Ranch in Nevada.
Yeah.
She had a deal with the Bunny Ranch. In this case, this lady, the med student, is going to go to Australia. And I'm not sure what the laws are there, but I imagine she's done her research.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's just, you know, most places, even in Las Vegas, it is illegal. The outskirts around Las Vegas is where the brothels are. But
my understanding is a county in Las Vegas or in Nevada can't have both gambling and prostitution.
Really?
That's my understanding.
Right. Yeah, that's accurate. It's but you know, I on my job, I bring people on trips fishing and trips and all over the place. And I've been to Brazil many times, and Dominican Republic and Costa Rica. It's all legal there, and it's just, you know, it's nothing is made. It's not a big deal there. It's just this country. It's just so. I mean, you know, it's like everything. They've got too many laws and too many restrictions.
Well, people are uptight about sex in America, and I think that's one of the reasons why you have kind of the, you know, when you have repression, people will they'll kind of act out in certain ways based on how they're being repressed. And, of course, there's a lot of Puritanism in the past in the United States, and I think that one of the ways that might act out is in, you know, an obsession over virginity. Instead of people having healthy attitudes towards sex, there's a lot of real concern, I think. Dana, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and I agree totally that the prostitution should be legal. That would really change. I wonder how that would change the amount of money she would take in. If prostitution were legal, and if it were no big deal to just go out and hire somebody to engage in a sexual service, then would she be getting less for this this auction, or would it not even be a factor, simply because maybe virgin prostitutes would be fairly rare?
I would think that it wouldn't be a factor. I mean, you just, I would, that would be my, oh, no, I'm sorry, I would think it would be a factor. I think she'd get less. Although virginity is something that is, you know, it's a scarce resource in that sense. I would think that if people were, you know, able to go to prostitutes, it would probably drive down the rates. Currently, what I understand in this country, that prostitutes bring about the same thing as lawyers bring per hour of their time. That's what we interviewed a prostitute here on the air one time, and that's what she said. So I'll go for that.
It depends. You know, if you're a street hooker, it's probably not going to be lawyer
money.
It's
going to be a lot less, right?
Yeah.
So, you know,
crack money in that case.
Yeah, I don't know how these. I don't know a lot of the specifics of this business. It's not something I've done a lot of research on.
Well, if you would like to chime in here with your thoughts, maybe you've been in the sex work trade, you're welcome to dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. What a strange thing that she says she's open to kissing the winning bidder. I guess that means she's willing to, unless he's got some sort of lesion on his lips or something like that. But
you're assuming it's going to be a man.
Well, good. I think it's a fair assumption that it's going to be a man.
You and your cisgendered privilege.
Let's go to Ed. He's in Syracuse. You're on Free Talk Live. Ed, go ahead with your thoughts.
I just think there's not as much commonality with people nowadays, in large part from the deceptive skewing of the issues away from what some people term synthetic telepathy.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'm going to let you try to explain it one more time when we come back here in moments more with with Ed. I don't know, were you anywhere near
sympathetic telepathy?
What he was talking about?
Yes, sympathetic telepathy.
Uh-huh. Okay, you're going to have to help me with this one then, Mark. 855.
Well, if you don't get it, you just don't get it.
450 free. That's 855-450-3733. We can talk about this woman selling her virginity or whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
All right, hold on. We got to interrupt the regularly scheduled stuff for just a minute. I've got to tell you about this because it's weird. It'll make sense. What if I told you that eating this one weird spice could actually help you reverse diabetes? I know, it's crazy, right? Well, if you or somebody you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes or metabolic syndrome, you've got to check out this video. It's free. You may have heard about this. People who've tried it say that they've been able to normalize their blood sugar, stop taking their diabetes meds, and their doctors are all for it. So what is it? What's behind this? Well, the company says it's a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes, and they say that it works in as little as 4 weeks, and it all starts with this one weird kitchen spice you probably have in your kitchen right now. So you should check out the free video and see for yourself. It's at weirdspice55.com. So write that down. It's weirdspice55.com. Weirdspice55.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
I'm David Cordeni, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Here to take your calls about anything on this live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. She's auctioning her virginity. $550,000 is the current bid. The bidding ends on the 7th, and you can follow the auction at Elizabeth-Rain, that's R-A-I-N-E.com. She has revealed her face within the last few days. Not a bad-looking lady, and she's claiming she's never had sex at age 27. And will submit to medical examination as well as a lie detector test in order to prove to the high bidder that she's the real deal. You're welcome to share your thoughts with us here at 855-450-FREE about the Virgin Auction. Ed in Syracuse. Ed, I have to say I was confused by what you were saying when we were in the last segment. Can you try again?
Yes. I'll start again. I may not have went into it correctly, but I think in order for people to make sense of things scientifically now, things have to be deduced, and they can't be searched otherwise, other than just to take different pieces of information and then deduce for themselves what actually happens that makes sense and matters. One term I threw out there, synthetic telepathy, I like to call made-up telepathy. And okay. It's all on Surveillance Issues website, a fantastic analysis and write up on that there.
On what exactly? Synthetic telepathy?
Can you describe what it is?
Yes. There was an invention mentioned to me before, quantum zeroid, that uses something like a maser waveform.
Quantum zeroid. Are you just talking nonsense?
No, it's quantum zeroid.
Did you call
zeroid
in to just say nonsense words and see if we would go along with you and act like, okay.
Laser waveforms.
Tell
that's
me
right
about it.
Well,
you don't really believe in this stuff, do you?
Could have threw in neurophone.
I like neurophone.
You are just throwing out nonsense words, right? Is this a crank call?
You have
call
to do your own research. You have to.
All right, I'll get right on
sense
that.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks for the call, Ed. Go look up the neurophone.
I don't know. He could be right.
He could be onto something. Who knows?
I have no idea.
All right. So let's go back to something everyone understands. Sex. at least most everybody.
Sadly.
Listening to the show. So
there ought to be a license.
The lady Elizabeth Rain is, now that it may not be her real name, but she's putting her real face out now, so it may only be a matter of time before somebody at her medical school recognizes her. She's getting quite a bit of publicity at this moment. She says that she's open to kissing the winning bidder here. Again, she is selling her virginity. She believes that she might encounter somebody that she could fall in love with, but that it's unlikely. So I think that that's a pretty realistic perspective that you're probably not going to fall in love with the man who walks through the door to take your virginity after $500,000.
And she does have a rule against women, right? Like,
that was the next thing I was going to say here is that, because you had wondered about that, Mark. And she, by the way, she does say she has a thing for older men and tall guys.
Yeah, that's what I'd say, too, if I was selling my virginity.
Those factors probably won't come into play for what is basically a business deal. She does say she's not interested in losing her virginity to another woman, no matter how financially lucrative the bid might be. She says, I'm straight. That would be out of my comfort zone.
Wait a minute.
So even though you've never had sex before, having sex for money for the first time is within your comfort zone?
I would love if she wasn't, in fact, a med school student and wasn't, in fact, like everything was just a lie and she's just a high-end call girl. That would really enjoy that.
Just working some guys for some money.
Yeah, just working an angle. So, but you know, this is the statement I would make is that I would say the majority of Americans have probably had sex with more than one person. And if you've had sex with, three or four or more people, you've probably had a sexual experience with somebody, you know, like a person that it was not pleasurable to have sex with. You're like, whoa, I don't like this.
Hmm.
And if that's the case, why not get paid $500,000 for it? Because everybody, you know, many people have to learn this for themselves that, you know, in this world of serial monogamy that we live in this society, this culture. That's common. You're going to learn that, hey, this, you know, there's some people I want to and some people I don't. And, you know, there's triggers, the things that are good for me and things that aren't good for me.
Yeah, some people
whatever.
Work, some people don't.
She's getting some feedback here and she's getting paid for that feedback, which is more than you, my listener, can say.
It's certainly true. In order to circumvent U.S. laws prohibiting prostitution, Ms. Rain said, the actual sex experience will take place in Australia where it is legal.
So look, wait a second. Consider, if you are a decision maker for a town, say a city council person or a mayor or something like that, you and your stupid law against prostitution is driving this woman to another country. She's got $500,000 to spend, and you won't let her in your town.
Yeah.
Now, who's the dumb one?
Well, again, what's wrong with what she's doing? I mean, does anybody actually think this is wrong? There was the lady who called in earlier.
She seemed to think it was ill-advised.
Yeah.
And I don't disagree with her opinion.
So wait, are you saying you don't think she should do this?
Is this going to make her happy?
I don't think she cares about that. That's not her motivation.
You should. You should do the things that make you happy.
I think having $500,000 is going to help her with whatever her
that
issues
certainly
are.
That certainly could be happy. I'll admit, money.
Paying off a student loan would make somebody happy, I think.
Yep, paying off a student loan certainly makes one happy. I don't know. I mean, it really just depends.
Well, money doesn't define happiness, obviously, but, you know.
You've got to be able to detach yourself from the sex in some way, and if you can't, then you can't. Consider that, it's all wrapped up in what goes on in your head, and if this doesn't go well, then it doesn't go well for her.
As much as Rain has been trying to control all the aspects of the virgin auction, she realizes the quality of the actual sex is not something she can guarantee. She says there will be a legal contract between us. The winner may not be happy with the sex, but he knows what he's paying for. And I wonder what the details of that contract are. Is she just going to get up and leave after it's over, or do you get the night to snuggle?
I would think you would have to. I mean,
for $550,000, you would hope so.
But this is the thing, it's that problem with when to leave, because that's a problem whether you pay or not, right? Like, if you're
if you're paying for a prostitute, it's not a problem.
Well, because she leaves. But consider that, I've been in situations where I've had sex with somebody before we were sort of really good friends or anything like that. And the when do you leave thing is always very complicated. Do you leave before you go to sleep? Do you leave early in the morning before the person gets up? Do you, you know, have some kind of meal? Is that meal prepared on site, or do you go out to some location? If you go out to some location, do you just split in cars from there? I mean, how do you do this?
I see where you're coming from.
It's really, it's somewhat complicated, and it's a sticky situation, especially if you're like, I have a headache, and I don't think this was the best decision I've ever made. You know, and I mean, people have woken up like that before.
Well, I suspect this young lady will be negotiating those details in advance. She does have a contract she's going to lay out, so I imagine that, you know, whatever it is defined as, anything beyond that will be considered a bonus.
I would really feel empty inside having paid $500,000 for sex and not getting to sleep next to the person that I just had sex with.
I would agree with you.
That would make me feel really empty inside. Now,
I would feel the same way even if I hadn't paid the money. I mean, to me,
not having $500,000, I can really not access what it would be like to pay this kind of money. I can only sort of think, what would I do if I had like $500,000 spent on sex? That would be a huge amount of money for me to lay out, and assuming my wife didn't murder me when she found out about something like this. I just have to sort of do this, you know, these mental gymnastics trying to figure this out, and I can't imagine. It seems hard to me to know how good I would feel at the end of this. Wow, I just paid $500 for that. I don't, of all the times I've had sex in my life, I don't think that in any of them I'd say, that was worth $500.
Yeah, no way. And, you know, to me, when it comes to after sex, I mean, I like the intimacy factor more than anything. I like snuggling a lot, and so I would also feel disappointed. Even if I wasn't paying for sex, I would feel disappointed if somebody got up right afterward and walked off.
Well, where would they go? Obviously, they're going to. You were here for the sex. They were here for the money. You got the sex. They've got the money. Goodbye.
Yeah.
And that's what the arrangement is.
Well, now you get the cuddle houses that are happening in different places around the country.
Those are fascinating. And politicians don't like those either.
No, they sure don't. They don't like anybody touching.
No touching. There will be no touching from the serfs. No. You may only touch with a legally binding government contract.
You can't be naked. You certainly can't touch somebody when they're naked. And even if they consent, and certainly they cannot collect money from you for that service of touching. Now, of course, the cuddle houses are not illegal. These are people who are getting paid to cuddle.
This is not legal advice.
It's my understanding they're not illegal. There was the one guy that got kind of put out of business because he was just didn't want to deal with, I think it was Madison, Wisconsin, their government there. But they were just harassing him to death. Not necessarily that it was illegal what he was doing. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. We're continuing with Free Talk Live. Coming up.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name's Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's the science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177. 201-945-1177. EvolveYourself.com.